The following is a collection of some of the best items on the Cornucopia Radio Show, broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and streamed to the world via the internet. All music played is either available via fair use agreement, or is podcast safe via the Creative Commons license. For more details, see the podcast credits on www.cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
Before we begin today's podcast, I would just like to give you a quick reminder of the rules. Would all listeners please kindly refrain from running, pushing, acrobats, shouting, ducking, heavy petting, bombing, swimming in the diving area, smoking, or owning a Zoom. Thank you.
The Cornucopia Radio Show. Keeping it short, sweet and simple. Because I charge by the word and I ain't cheap.
I hope that they're not family people. I find this a bit too sexy, really. Oh, my God. I don't think I can go on. This is so emotional. I'm getting a stalk on, I think, here.
Would the defendant please rise? You are charged with the heinous act of being called Gavin. How do you plead?
Guilty, Your Honour.
So be it. Gavin is the vilest name ever to bestow a human being. Your punishment is living the remainder of your years being called Gavin. No Gavin that ever lived has ever amounted to anything. Your menial existence is both your crime and your punishment. Get him out of here. I can't bear to look at him.
God, all bleeding mighty. This is incredible, really.
Hello, and welcome to the Cornucopia Credit Crunch Report for the next few days across the British Isles. Well, I'm afraid it's not looking very good at the moment. We've got large pressure from the subprime mortgage coming up from America, which in turn will be pushing up this ugly band of interest rates across southern England. This is likely to mix together with high unemployment currently hanging around the north, which in turn could lead to little negative equity and perhaps some mad looting and rioting in the streets. Don't forget, if you're going out to the stock exchange this afternoon, best remember to take your umbrella, as we can probably expect a large number of hedge fund managers jumping out of the windows across the whole of this area. There's a high probability at least one high street bank collapsing by the weekend, so expect some serious panicking later. Looking at the long range forecast, we see a large number of highly skilled workers moving away from the British Isles and coming to rest over in more prosperous Asian climate over the next few months. Expect most millionaires to stay comfortable, which will in turn lead to a very uncomfortable rise in the human rights violations. Finally, earlier today, apparently a woman rang Sheffield Live and said she heard there was definitely going to be a recession on the way. Well, if you're listening, don't worry, there isn't. But having said that, actually, the UK economy will become very rough and stormy, but most of the damage will only affect the poor, needy and elderly, who apparently nobody actually really cares about. Just as long as most people can still take two holidays a year. So, in summary, I'm all right, Jack.
The Cornucopia Radio Show Podcast, proving there's more to the internet than just pornography, skateboarding dogs, and Nigerian businessmen.
Sounds like a very bad translation from early Serbo-Croat.
Good evening, passengers. My name is Mr. Corbett, your steward on the Intercity 69. No cause for alarm, but we've had several bomb threats today. If you see any suspicious packages or men with funny accents who aren't from around here, would you please report them to either me or Karen at the tuck shop, where we've got two for the price of one on Cornish pasties. Have a safe journey.
Hello Daniel, my name is Emily, I'm replying to an advertisement you placed in the Lonely Hearts page of Tuesday's Telegraph. Synthetic computer voice wishes to meet for chats, and well, just chats, as I don't exist. It was this last bit that made me realize how much we have in common. You don't exist as an entity and neither do I. My interests are reading out .doc files, reading out .rtf files, and skydiving. Okay, just kidding about the skydiving, but I do read things out loud. If you want to get together at some point, to read stuff out together, let me know. Love and phonetic kisses, Emily.
God almighty, this is absolutely amazing. I really love this. This really is absolutely sublime. It brings tears to my eyes just to say it.
Hours, day, wages, pay, policy, rules, equipment, tools, suits, ties, image, lies, room, door, meeting, bore. Rubbish. Heating, lights, disputes, fights, toilets, sinks, snacks, drinks, corruption, sin, litter, bin, banter, chats, colleagues, prats.
If you could have that report on my desk in the next hour.
Rubbish. Tables, chairs, stocks, shares, contracts, deals, canteen, meals, leaflets, read, company, greed, boss, snob, post, job. Rubbish.
www.cornucopia-radio.co.uk and then email studio@cornucopia-radio.co.uk to get involved.
Gavin G. Gavins, you are charged with the barbaric act of having two Gavins in your name. How do you plead?
Guilty. I'm very guilty. I'm so sorry.
I am further perturbed by your abhorrent use of the nicknames Gav and Gavster, as if to somehow glamorise this repugnant label.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Dare I ask what the G stands for in your middle name?
Gavin.
Order! I see that being called Gavin is not enough. We need to send a clear message for all the other Gavins out there. You will be stoned, beaten and shackled, then sentenced to the cruelest punishment ever to be dished out to one who's mortal. We will have your name changed by deed poll to Glynis. Get that vile vulture out my sight!
Whoever writes this is in the wrong business because, I mean, all over America, for example, where there's terrible insomnia, I mean, if I put these on good quality tape, and people who haven't had a kip since 1946, you could sell them for £50 a go. Apart from that, I find them quite fascinating.
So what's he brought you back here again? He's only just took you to the other side a few minutes ago. Look, I'm sorry, Fox, but do you have any idea what he's actually up to here?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, Chicken. He's been ferrying us back and forth across this river for the past 30 minutes, and I'll be honest, I'm still none the wiser. What have you come back for now?
Probably for the bag of grain he left over there. For some reason, he seems really keen not to leave me on my own with it. I'm not sure what he thinks will happen, though. It's not like I'm going to eat it or anything. I'm back on this Atkins again, so that's a total non-starter.
Well, you are looking a lot more trim, I'll say that. I'm just glad he's finally gotten over this silly paranoia that I'm bound to eat you if we're left together. Friends don't eat friends. Generally.
I think it's some kind of puzzle or quiz he's trying to solve anyway. His logic's completely flawed.
You mean...
Yeah, seems he's completely forgotten about the large man-eating crocodiles that patrol these lakes.
And look, that's a trap in a large school of piranhas to finish him off. That grain's not going to do him much good now.
It looks like help has arrived, though.
Ah, what, these two? You see, the problem here is that one of them always tells the truth, and the other one always tells a lie. So, who's he going to ask for help from first?
I'll tell you what, the stupidest thing is here, though. There's a perfectly good road bridge over there. I mean, who uses a boat to cross a river these days, anyway?
The Cornucopia Radio Show, kicking your ass.
We pretend that you've got some balls, and I'm going to hide them. They might be hidden high up near the ceiling. Or they might be hidden low down on the floor. You don't know where I'm going to hide your balls, but the music will tell you. Now, first of all, shut your eyes while I hide them. Now, open your eyes. And dance lightly about, looking everywhere for your ball. And now, the music's going to tell you where your balls are. They may be high up, so that you have to stretch and jump up for them. Or they may be low down, so that you have to pick them up off the floor. Listen. Well, were your balls high up or low down? They were high up, and I hope you've all jumped up and got them. Now, dance round and toss them in the air and play with them.
I mean, I personally think, I mean, because I look up, I'm thorough, I check these things in the dictionary before I come here. My view is that most people on a building site hearing this wouldn't pick it up.
Good evening. This is Mr. Korovic, your hostess on flight 222. Come on and do the conga. The slight bit of turbulence you're experiencing is the result of two Bacardi breezes the captain's knocked back. We also regret to inform you that the Vindaloo is no longer on the menu, and anyone wishing to use the latrine without their oxygen mask flippers and marigolds has been forewarned about the smell and the mess. When the stewardess told me she could hear the pitter-patter of small feet, I thought me condom had split. The faulty flush mechanism will be dealt with on our next stop-off. And don't order the fish. Have a great flight.
Greetings, and welcome to the Buddhist News. The news at Zen. I am the Dalai Banana, and here are the headlines. There are no headlines. There is no news. Your wrong-headed thoughts have created a delusion, and the news is just another fragment of your imagination. You don't need news. You need wisdom. So let us look at how you can be wise. Not mockum, but wise. There are many people who believe that to find wisdom, you must travel across the mighty plains. but the wise man does not travel across the mighty plains. He travels in the mighty plains. The Boeing 747 is a most comfortable flight. In order to truly find wisdom, you must remember the four noble truths. Number one, the man who wholeheartedly follows the Dharma will find the light and see. Whereas the man who watches the Jeremy Kyle show will be reliant on his guide dog. Number two, if you want to find the answers, don't spend your time hopelessly staring at the sun. You should read The Independent. Number three, friends should be treasured like precious jewels. So buy the DVD box set immediately. Number four, the essence of life is karma. If we can all stay a lot calmer, then we'll be okay. And now over to Wang Ting for our entertainment update.
Greeting. I, Wang Ting, and Buddhist News has an exclusive offer for its meditating customers. For just £9.99, yes, £9.99, you can purchase the most exciting album that Transmigration Records has ever released, Brimful of Buddha. It features the hit single, I Love to Reincarnate You.
And that was Buddhist News. But remember, follow the good karmic path with all your heart. If you can do this, you will free yourself from desire. You will become an enlightened being. You will reach Nirvana!
Nirvana! Nirvana! Nirvana! Nirvana! Nirvana!
It has recently come to our attention that a number of people who have listened to the Cornucopia radio show have been hospitalised. After a thorough investigation, we have located the problem and identified a number of infected jingles from Eastern Russia that may have been accidentally played on the show. So you should stop listening to us if you begin to develop any of the following common symptoms: constipation, diarrhea, blurred vision, headache, nausea, headache, abnormal taste, abnormal thinking, extraordinary thinking, death, taxes, decreased sex drive, headache, loss of identity, weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, weight gain again, weight loss, excessive salivation, interspecies communication, taste perversion, loss of motor control, loss of money, loss of clothing, loss of virginity, a lack of gravity, headache. Also, in unusual cases, some or all of these symptoms have also been experienced. Total body ionization, sudden finger loss, man boobs, dingbats, total skin reversal, the vapors, the bends, the white stripes, the clash, premenstrual syndrome, postmenstrual syndrome, menstrual syndrome, non-menstrual syndrome, consumption, poopy pants. And in very rare cases, you might also encounter spontaneous human combustion. Blood, blood, blood! Insomniatic narcolepsy, damn fine gallstones, leprechaunism, inverted nipple hair, delusions of grandeur, stigmata, projectile sweating, becoming 2D, explosive decompression, Microsoft Vista. If symptoms persist, please contact your doctor. Thank you for your time.
Okay, ready when you are. Let's get to the passion of retail.
Across the city on 93.2 FM and across the world on SheffieldLive.org. Good morning, this is Sheffield Live coming to you on 93.2 FM on the dial. It's now time for Swing Time with me, your host, John Fowler.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the alternative hour. With who? Lil?
Lola.
Good evening, Sheffield, or Assalamu alaikum. Sasri akal, namaste, jahan jahan tak Javed ki awaaz ja rahi hai.
Sheffieldlive.org, if you just tuned in. Yes, it is 93.2 FM. This is Class with the Groove.
Believe that. Yeah, this is the Vancouver Maneuver, the UK's home of independent Canadian hip-hop and such other things, right? You know, CanCon regulations, their tentacles are everywhere. Yeah, it's Esley Price. I got my buddy Favio. We're dropping our homeboy K-Rex mixtape. Yeah, in it.
Sheffield Live. Across the city on 93.2 FM. And across the world on sheffieldlive.org.
Hi guys and gals, to quote Kenneth Williams, nook your throbbers and away we go. My name's Graham Marshall.
And my name's Sinead Rankin.
And this is Spirit of the Wapentake.
Hello, this is Sheffield Live. You're listening to the Peace in the Park radio show. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Wookie.
Rise and shine, little G. On that early morning feeling.
Hello and welcome to Sheffield Live. This is Communities Live with me. I'm Hannah Flynn.
And I'm Anita Guy.
We've got a very interesting show coming up today.
Ouattara was around, of course, the People Show. I had an interview with all of them one by one. And then this is what they have to say.
Cutting edge, conscious and rooted in real life. This is Sheffield Live.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. Would passengers on the Northern Line to Grimsby check the luggage bags carefully? Someone's left some underpants with the name Greavesy on the tag. The underpants are black cotton with deep lemon stains on the front and a few dark skids on the back, about the thickness of cat whiskers. If these ring a bell, please collect them from Karen at the departure desk on your way to the laundrette. Thank you.
Stop it, please, for God's sake, please stop it. There's no more time. You've got to, please, stop it. Stop it now. Turn it off. Turn it off. Stop it. 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 Stop it.